This is GQDN for Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. If you put in the promo code QUEST after you get all the drink mixes that you want, you get 25% off of your purchase. Promo code QUEST, 25% off of your purchase. That's what you do. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff there. Yeah. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Astrobot news. Oh, we had some thieves about. And we got some Nintendo news as well. But we begin with tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow, because GameSpot is reporting that the Xbox Partner Showcase is announced for tomorrow. And there will be some world premieres. So the preview start time will be at 1 p.m. EST, which is 10 p.m. Pacific time. Okay? And GameSpot says you can expect some news from Alan Wake 2, Like a Dragon, Pirate, Yakuza, and some games that'll be going to Game Pass, obviously, and some other titles going to the Xbox consoles, PC, and other things. So here's what Microsoft did say. Quote, "As always, Xbox Partner Preview is all about sharing exciting games news from our talented partners across the globe. You'll get new game reveals, release date announcements, and fresh new gameplay from upcoming games. And sweeten the deal, during the broadcast, Xbox Wire will post exclusive behind-the-scenes stories about select titles shown." End quote. Maybe behind that, they might show off the Black Ops 6 accessories. Pure Xbox did say that, because you can get that stuff, the wraps, and all of that, because they are all for sale right now, which includes the Xbox Series X console wrap at $55, the Xbox wireless controller, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, at $85, and the Xbox Elite wireless controller Series 2, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, at $165. And of course, they got the Gear Shop too, which was also affected because they got the Call of Duty stuff there as well. All looks pretty good. Now, that's not the only showcase that's going to happen, because Monster Hunter Wilds will have its own showcase on October 23rd. Now, that will be up on Twitch as Monster Hunter and also up on YouTube. And it'll be at 7 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And that's what they're going to do. So we'll see what happens there. Probably some more monsters and maybe a little bit more storylines, something like that. The different games, other Monster Hunter games, of course. We'll see about that. Now we go to Nintendo news, because Nintendo Life did say that they've been under a rough year, but Toes, which is a team that have some co-developed projects for Nintendo, Square Enix, Capcom, and others, did say that they're expecting Switch 2 could bring in more profits. Now, back in July, their quarter three, that's Toes quarter three, financial report did post a 9-month loss of around $2.28 million. And that was due to some canceled projects. But the next financial year is up by 21.3% because they're expecting Switch 2. Now, the studio did not cite Switch 2 to be the savior, but they are also forecasting some high demand for PlayStation 5 and PC releases. So not just Switch 2, but PlayStation 5 and PC. And they already have some large-scale projects that they're working on. So what could they be? That's what we don't know. But sometimes it's good not to know. Sometimes. Not for us. Speaking of Nintendo, if you want an analog 4K Nintendo 64 clone, it's priced about $250. According to Polygon.com, and Analog did make a major announcement today, because they do have the price and the pre-order shipping dates for the Analog 3D, and they're looking at the Nintendo 64 variant. Now, people that was looking forward to this particular console for this year wasn't going to get it, because the release will be now in quarter 1 2025. but the pre-orders start next week. And it is at the cost of $250. Now the design looks like a Nintendo 64, according to Polygon.com. But it does not have the colors of said 64. So if you want it, it's up there for you. Now, some people have been having trouble with Plant vs. Zombies 3. So the game's gonna have a major overhaul. That's according to Eurogamer. And that was following some of the feedback from the app's launch, which did begin back in January. So if you do play games on the phone and you do have this game, just know that you will no longer be able to download the game right now on your iPhone or the Google Play Store. But have no fear, because they're working on the problem. Want to know of another problem? There were over, be it GameSpot.com, 300 trading cards that were stolen from the Enter the Battlefield gaming shop in Newmarket, Ontario. And that's where the thieves kicked in the door and put $150,000 worth of trading cards in their bag. And the trading cards were Magic the Gathering and Pokemon singles. In fact, the owner of the shop, Chris Bichty, I do apologize if I butchered the name, talked to CTV News and said, quote, "We came in and saw the showcase where the Magic the Gathering and Pokemon singles were ravaged and our cards were taken." Now, this happened on October 1st because in another shop, the OMG Game Store in Barrie did offer to offload a large amount of Magic cards. So the OMG Games owner, Rick Bates, did say, quote, "One of our employees noticed right away that it matched pretty well. Matched a lot of the cards that were missing," end quote. So the store did contact the Battlefield Gaming Shop and the York Regional Police while the thieves' backs were turned. And Bates did, and his staff did stall the thieves for around 30 minutes. And that was enough time for the police to get there and to put them behind bars. Put the thieves behind bars. Because two Georgina men were arrested and they were charged with possession of property that was worth over $5,000 and recovered the cards to be valued between $30,000 and $40,000. Which was 25% of what was originally stolen. So yeah, they were caught. But maybe you could try to catch this. Eurogamer.net said that Astrobot's first free speedrun level will be out tomorrow. So if you have Astrobot, the first speedrun, which is building speed, will be out tomorrow. Let It Slide will be October 24th. Spring Loaded Run, October 31st. Helium Heights, November 7th. And Rising Heat, November 14th. So if you have that one, I'm looking to try it out sometime down the road. You can go play it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. A lot of games to talk about. Microsoft, here we go for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.